All right, so the question is on happy. How would you jazz it up? So first way is with the rhythm. You know, you might choose a different style or feel for this song, but you want people to instantly recognize it. So you could do it in swing. It might be corny. It might just come out sounding corny, but you could try it like 2, 3. You got the idea. Do it in a swing feel. Although, you know, there's something, there's, to some extent, you know, you have to make artistic calls on, does that take away from, you know, the genuine integrity of the song? You know, is it, it's a big question. Like, is it more fun for the musician than the listener to play it like that? And if the answer is yes, maybe you need to think about the audience rather than yourself. You know, so that's one way. But say you keep a straight eighth feel. That straight eighth meaning instead of swing, then, you could do it in a different style, like a samba. So let's see how that would work. Let me see. I'm just experimenting. Get the band vamping so I can get the samba feel in my system. And I sped up the tempo. Maybe I'll use this on a gig. Because now we still have the peppy energy of it, but it's a style that's somewhat traditional to jazz. Well, very traditional to jazz. The jazz samba is very much a part of it. And why did I choose a samba? Because it's a straight eighth, you know, Latin feels tend to be straight eighth. Latin or rock, in very general terms, you either have swing or shuffle on one side, or Latin or sort of rock on the other, which are straight eighth. And if you do a rock song, if you do it rock, then that's not really answering your question on how to jazz it up. Now, in terms of solos, you know, you could, so just glossing over what I just said, you know, one, entertain different styles or feels. Two, evaluate the tempo. I sped it up just slightly. Three, the changes. You know, how are you going to want to blow on it? You going to want to stick to the changes, or are you going to want to do just a portion of the changes, like a vamp? You know, me personally, I mean, just off the top of my head, this is a very subjective topic, but I might just, for the solo, let's say I'm all done with, and I decide on my samba as my feel, and then I'm gonna start those solos. And then what was I doing there? Nothing. Nothing special. I was only arpeggiating, or trying to, doing the C major. Stuff you already know. So C major 7. And then. You know, and I don't know if that was, quote, jazzing it up enough for you. Use your imagination. You can go way beyond the limits of, you know, just me. I tend to be, not to self-criticize, I tend to be relatively unimaginative when it comes to interpreting tunes. I'm just kind of, I don't know, for lack of a better word, like meat and potatoes you know, jazz guitarist. I'd rather just have, if someone requested this. Let me clarify. If there was an aspect of this song that I really was fascinated by, I would go into it deeper and explore that aspect and make something new out of it. That happens with me all the time. In fact, all my original compositions, they're not based on other songs, but they're based on something I hear that gives me an idea that I want to explore, or something that I accidentally play or whatever, somehow. They're certainly not just me, like, sitting down, you know. So every artist has their own. I don't know if that helps you at all, but I just like to, you know, I think that's fun. Ah. Fun. I think it's because I'm a rock player too. I think that's fun in and of itself, so I'm not going to do anything to the song because I don't need to in order to have fun. So, you know, but from there, stretch your imagination. Is that helpful?
Yeah.
All right, cool. But maybe we should jam on this just to see.